Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then
this is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, wake up everybody. This is RBN.org. Call in as 318-313-9443. And the process of waking up is a little bit expose, a little bit more about the United Nations control of the United States of America and other countries. And part of that I was mentioning on the last hour concerning the EB-5 program that the United States has been pushing for. They've had this program under the radar a little bit before year 2003. And in fact, they had it by serendipity. That was on the same day that I exposed nationally the concept of chloramine causes cloud health damage. On the same day, and that was in the year 2003. And the state of South Dakota, for instance, they've sold off into the foreign government EB-5 program, which states that all this person trying to seek a green card in the United States is bring up the money, lay $500,000 on the table, and just prove that they didn't make money from doing business with that country's government from which they come. That's the qualification. Well, South Dakota's real happy selling off stuff because they claim that they have developed their new dairy industry. They have a new meatpacking plant from the people that are coming in, pouring in the money. That's the South Dakota International Business Institute. They have now cheese processing and meat processing and the rest of it. I don't mind the idea of creating jobs. I think is a very good idea, of course, but I think we need to rethink this. That's my private view. I stand for it. If we have a right to vote in what goes in our food and water and concept, then why haven't we had a chance to go and break the code of what the United Nations promoted in this country on the EB-5 program, to be able to say that the foreign people can come in and own and take without any input from us? Is there a stockbroker at the other end of that decision? No, because these are nonprofit agencies within, like in Philadelphia's Industrial Development Cooperation Program. The California Consortium for Agricultural Export has converted, as they're claiming, a fallow cropland into commercially viable fruit and nut trees and grapevines. What they don't tell you is that this is under United Nations control completely, and that's why there's such a push on this propaganda about the different kinds of wines that you can have from different countries that can be brought in the United States now. When we come back to the other end of the break, we'll continue with another little climate change trip.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and this is November 4, 2007, and call-in number is 800-313-9443, and the whole concept of this implemented EB-5 program for letting foreign investors, quote, aliens come into the country and put their $500,000 down on the table, is they snuck this under the radar in a lot of different ways. And you take Houston Global Century Development Group, what they call Chinatown gentrification in Houston, to have the aliens come in and work it, and, of course, to buy up real estate in Houston. And then there's the New Orleans Office of Development. Now, there are two aspects. It's called the Noble Outreach LLC, so they have a corporation to work it out. They're doing mixed-use real estate. They're using eminent domain, in my opinion, illegally. They're doing mobile medical services, which is needed in New Orleans. But most of that's going to be owned by China investors, and they get their green cards and control it. So the commercial fishing and processing facility I find to be also what I call inked in under the law of the sea treaty, under the eBay 5 program. This means that most energy systems in the United States, if there hasn't been an aspect of understanding that we can't drill off of the Gulf of Mexico system, but we can have China and Venezuela in partnership to have Cuba drill off of the coast of Florida. We can have China drill off the coast of Florida under the EB-5 program. We have no drilling in the United States of America that makes any sense in the development of this. We can't build nuclear plants because under the United Nations agreements that they have set up, there is what is affectionately called under the environmental law cases, and even in the ACLU, who have even come close as you can get to developing discrimination cases in terms of saying how the process is highly controlled and we can't deal with the energy systems. In the meanwhile, you have what is called at Columbia University's Earth Institute. this Earth Institute at Columbia University does include Iran, which is another reason why the Iranian leader was able to get the podium at the dais for talking to America and other people can't. The presentation was sponsored by General Electric, DuPont, International Paper, NRG Energy, and National Grid, which issued a joint statement on the pathway to climate sustainability. And under this document is United Nations wording completely. This roundtable was signed in February to promote the United Nations positions on really a ruse to talk about climate change, but at the same time control the energy and and water systems of the world under the United Nations. So this is called a regional greenhouse gas initiative as also a ruse. This is a collaborative effort by the states of Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Thank you. And so what we have here, and by the way, New Jersey just signed on to this agreement. And its aim, the way it's worded, is to reduce carbon dioxide emissions through a regional cap and trade program, which is to begin in the year 2009. Of course, cap and trade is nothing more than a fiction of contaminants in the air and in the water to be traded and bought as part of your sub-penalty. This is a complete United Nations, what's called a European trading system. And the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative is nothing more than the United Nations Sustainable Development Program. We have a caller coming in from Tennessee. Russell from Tennessee, are you there? Are you there, Russell, from Tennessee? Russell, you're on air. Russell from Tennessee? Are you there, Russell from Tennessee? Well, we'll go on with we'll try to pick up on Russell from Tennessee in a moment. The reduction goals under the Regional Greenhouse Initiative by the state of Maine and Massachusetts, particularly, is are required to adopt legislation and regulations establishing authority to participate in the programs that are in on the global scale. So you have the distribution and allowances are equal to 75% of the cap and suggest 25% to be auctioned. In other words, they auction off the contamination of the carbon emissions and under the guise of funding energy efficiency and renewable energy projects. The allowable offset is for the sale of the carbon dioxide. Okay, thank you. Is 3.3% of the total carbon dioxide emissions, unless the price exceeds $7 a ton, at which the maximum total increases to 5%. So this is right out of the United Nations Sustainable Development figures. Russell, did you have a chance to get on air from Tennessee?
Yes.
Good. Russell from Tennessee, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I was listening to your station here on the Republican broadcasting. I find the information that this gentleman's talking about is very disturbing. Is there a website that you can get access to this information at all? And what is this gentleman's name?
You're talking to Dr. Wynn Parker on Parker Pathways.
Okay, Dr. Wynn?
Wynn Parker, yeah.
Okay, it's L-Y-N-N?
W-I-N-N. What's disturbing you, Russell?
Well, I understand what you're saying because I was a student at the University of Cincinnati for quite a while ago, and I in political science, and we did a lot of reading about the United Nations. I understand what you're saying because this organization or this creature was born in 1945 in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at some of the programs like UNESCO, and I had the opportunity of going to the United Nations as a tour in New York a couple of years ago, and after everything was said and done, I was not impressed with it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand what they're doing, and I just wanted to know, is there a...
This is the way I operate with this. The United Nations from the 1945 period, which I alluded to earlier in the show, is, as far as the United Nations is concerned, they're just getting wound up because they figure that they have instituted all 21 agendas. And United Nations Agenda 21 is available on a website for the United Nations. They will not give you what are called the sub footnotes on what I'm talking about. Most of the things that I talk about on Parker Pathways are not something you just click in on the internet.
I see.
And everything that I talk about on the show, I have a reference for in some form. In fact, I even give references in court cases and medical references and concept because on the bio, if you look on our republicbroadcasting.org, my bio is there on the host, and it is with what goes on in the Beltway, what happens with legal opinions and medical opinions. And I integrate it with the concept of my theme about the contamination of the drinking water, which is what I exposed in the year 2003 nationally. And I have yet, and I will say it on air right now, I have talked about it, but it's a concept of economy of scale. You have certain things that are voted on by health officers and government agencies under the United Nations guise where there is, as they claim, they say, well, there isn't any substantial adverse effect with putting all these toxins and controlling them through the world government because there isn't any substantial adverse effect, which is always a phrase that's used. What they're not telling the public is the fact that they expect 5% of the population to die. And it's called the economy of scale. So, in other words, they're saying, well, they're elderly people that will die anyway and that type of thing. Or, well, you take the last show of Parker Pathways. I gave the kill rate on the expected and projected kill rate of a dirty bomb and from New York, New Delhi, Singapore. I gave those kill rates. Those kill rates are expected and are write-offs. Those are write-offs. All that kind of information is buried in scientific journals or in other aspects of it. I cover about 20 subjects a show, and I have about 400 references. So what you do is you get a KWATI at sbcglobal.net. That's my email, and I will answer any question you ask. How about that, Russell?
Okay, what's the website again?
KWATI at sbcglobal.net.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Sure thing, Russell, and thanks for calling the show.
Thank you.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, November 4, 2007. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we're in discussion here of the ways that the state, the state as the North American United States, which is not called the United States of America, but anymore because of the agreements that are being signed, but to have different states involved with each other is like regional concepts, like I was talking about in the last hour about having Iran and Pakistan and India and China as a regional block of a new country. You take a situation where you have various chemical actions that occur in the human body. What we're going to do is to mention something that happened in a hospital. And what this was an infant that died on February 24th that was 7 weeks old. This is a hospital that's in Santa Clara, California, one of the bigger hospital chains. The most important thing about this was that the baby, according to the report on it, was born with a what's called a carbamoyl phosphate synthesis deficiency. This is an enzyme which is necessary in the liver. That's what I talk about a lot for immune responses that are not well enough in the human liver or in the kidneys. And then you drink the chlorinated water. And this is an inherited disorder, the missing enzyme. It causes ammonia to build up in the blood, and this, of course, leads to the neurological problems that occur from the ammonia building up in the blood. And the disease really can vary from mild to severe symptoms and include lethargy, low appetite, rashes, breathing problems, seizures, and even coma, and, of course, to mental retardation or and other developmental delays, actually. And so the case really hinged on a drug mishap. In other words, the Kaiser Hospital on the West Coast ordered the two prescriptions, and one was a nutritional supplement, L-citrulline, and then the phenylbutyl tyrate, which would reduce the infant's ammonia levels. Remember, this is only a 7 week old person. Now, the reason this is important is the fact that not only this poor loss of this baby because of miscalculation of the drug, but the whole point is that this is the actual enzyme system that's involved that I keep talking about from the chloramine in the liver, and the whole process of the citrulline enzymatic system has to be controlled. Not you don't go to your doctor and say I want a pill. What you do is that you look at actually what you're eating and drinking and the chemicals that are in there. There are over 1,500, close now, there are up to 2,000 disinfectant byproducts in the tap water. You have bromelide acetic acids, you have haloacetic acids, you have the concept of the trihalomethanes, which are caused from chlorine completely, and then you have the ammonia added into the chlorine, which the EPA even indicated that it had liver cancer in animals and leukemia in animals. And, of course, that was that was done around up into 1989 as a directive to the states in this country. The whole process of this is that this is toxic contamination, of which I talked about on the United Nations and the concept. And the United Nations directive is very clear that the whole idea of environmentally what they call environmentally sound management of toxic chemicals, including prevention of illegal international traffic in toxic and dangerous products. What do you think is massed in the human body? And plus, when you urinate, you're urinating out the endocrine disruptors into the water supply, which is one of the basic problems of how to convert the whole system of the human body into what's called a recycled system. The whole process is that how is it that people are trying to sell the idea that reusable water is a process? Okay, the reusable water is a process. And the process is that at the end of four years, the water will come back in the reusable system in the aquifer and is going to be filtered and be all right. Now, how does that happen when the liver has to process the very chemicals of which are going into the aquifer coming in the other way? I've talked about this very intricate chemistry for some time, and the United Nations knows this, but they will not tell the public the outcome, which I'm telling you, unless we have an input to be able to vote what goes in our food, water, and medical protocols, which are the tests. Come back at the other end of the break and continue to discuss this subject.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and it's November 4, 2007. And call in number is 800-313-9443. And we're mentioning the concept of the enzymatic inputs of the liver of a human, the citrulline and the phosphodiesterase, and does decrease in the immune system, and you're drinking the chlorinated water. The reproductive capacity of females impaired. Death can ensue if the ammonia is not picked up correctly. And that's why I've gone into many shows discussing hemodialysis concepts, and carbon filter is not going to work with this whole process. Under this was a baby of seven weeks that died as a result of the ammonia uptake. Now, global, let's be real clear here, the global law that was applied to the United States Supreme Court decision in a case called the UAW, which is a union against the Johnson Controls, this case indicated that employers are possibly liable for children with birth defects resulting from their mother's toxic exposure or accident on the job. And this is, of course, a liftoff, the what is called the Johnson Control case, that it was deciding whether employees could be liable under state tort law if complying with federal anti-discrimination law. Now, the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, as amended, was amended by called the Pregnancy Discrimination Act. Now, that provides that sex discrimination includes discrimination because on the basis of pregnancy, childbirth, or related medical conditions. And they put it in that the woman and not the employer or the courts must decide whether her reproductive role is more important to herself and to her family than her economic role. What is important here is the international law that was picked up from the United Nations Global International Court decision, which took a piece of a case called Meyer versus Burger King Corporation, that the employee was 35 weeks pregnant and had apparently not asked for any special pregnancy-related work restrictions. But the courts now have taken the international position that they're required, courts and juries are now required under this Johnson Control case to apply negligence principles in the employment context. And even though that the intent of the workman's compensation law was to remove negligence from the compensation formulas for workers, so employers are now subject to the liability for the fetal injury. This is enough. The damages would be based on birth defects and with lifelong consequences that are a result of a workplace environment that the mother voluntarily assumed with herself. In the words of the Johnson Control case, decided that her economic role was more important to herself and her family than was her reproductive one. In other words, we had a caller, was Russell from Tennessee. I was trying to, didn't have the time to go into the economy of scale in terms of life or death issues. Life or death issues are basic on the idea of reinjecting negligence in this way. Conforms to the United Nations position of reinjecting negligence in the international cases. And the international cases that are applying, the international cases are applying to the United States cases. And this has been going on for a period of about 5 years on the concept of toxicity, how the United Nations wishes to control the toxicity laws and dangerous products, of which they put into the idea that food is a dangerous product. Now, the reason the United Nations did not like the idea of my having a constitutional amendment suggestion on water and food is pretty obvious. I mean, in other words, if you have a position that the United States population cannot vote, then how on what goes in their food and water, then of course the United Nations does not have control of the food, the energy of it, and the water it takes to make it. Instead, they'll put the burden, or in other words, the onus of it, injecting negligence into the case and saying, well, the mother worked at the Pizza Hut of America Incorporated against Keefe. The employer faced the tort liability for coercing a pregnant employee to ignore work restrictions imposed by her doctor. The employee went into premature labor and the infant died shortly after birth. The whole point of intentional negligence is part of the United Nations wording of the International Court into the Supreme Court opinion, which is the recent one of the fact that negligence can now be reinjected into making the decision on the economy of scale. Now, if you add this to a another act, which is in California, for instance. First of all, let us just say something. There's a Western Regional Climate Action Initiative, which the governors of Arizona, California, New Mexico, Oregon, and Washington signed into agreement. And this is a joint effort to lower the greenhouse gas emissions to address climate change from the energy, transportation, and agricultural sectors. But the Canadian provinces of Manitoba and the state of Utah have just joined in on this to trade off carbon contaminations. The whole point is that they have excluded in that clause the concept of the contaminations that occur from food, and here is where Parker Pathways didn't realize they were going to have an impact. As a fact, I've been talking about the concept of the contaminated water, of the reusable water being used in irrigation systems for food. Based upon the North American country treaty on the SSP, in other words, Security, Prosperity, and Partnership Act with Mexico and Canada, and taking away the United States' name in that agreement signed by the leaders, it takes away the concept of what the liability issue is of the food on the contamination from this end, in terms of the reusable water being used as a byproduct. And here's the point where the United Nations paragraphs come in. The byproduct from the contaminated products made to create the energy for the gas house emissions. So in other words, what we've done here by having a ruse of carbon dioxide emissions is just the ruse to be able to trade in profit on shareholders with international banks on the carbon emissions. Now, I will probably not have time to go into the concept of what's happening in China, where their version of being able to develop a way to control the contamination to the brain, and the concept of the tumors in the brain, and the concept of the what we call autism in this country, they call mental illness in China, which they operate on the brains of people, and the whole concept of being able to have that as a treatment for mental health in China, and of course their human sacrifice level is quite high on this one, but I wanted to really cover this today, but I can't because I have to let you know about the cap-and-trade system as it integrates with the world domination, the integration of the court decisions internationally that come into the Supreme Court rulings, and how the wording of the United Nations sustainable development. When you hear sustainable development, what I've just talked about today on Parker Pathway is just the tip of the iceberg of of the role of how the major groups of instigating young people to be able to change their identity and concepts to be able to apply United Nations controls of systems. I also wanted to talk about the University of Delaware's program that they've had for some time of how to really degender people in terms of their opinions under the guise of their sexuality in their questionnaires, and in terms of trying to implement this out as a control mechanism of really the future societies that are being planned are ones of who lives and who dies, who has the food, who doesn't, who owns the water, which I've talked about from the very first time I've been on air. I've always maintained that the concept of who owns the water is the most important issue. And if you look at this, United Nations position or your city council position, which is why I want the Grand Jury of Science and Technology to be able to review the decisions made by city councils in the United States of America, because they make decisions that affect thousands and thousands of people. And they have adverse effects, and they use the economy of scale of the Sustainable Development United Nations wording. And they're saying, well, you don't own the water that you drink in your house. You're just renting it. And so this is the accounting fiction that's used in this. Yet we're going to increase the rate, control the rate, control the money, and control the way the money is spent. If that's true, which is true, this is the way they're actually doing it, then why are these treaties that are being signed between other countries plus Canada and Mexico having their own money, the arrow, and everything? And so we're down to 40 cents on the dollar on the valuation of American money, which I went into last show on the last Parker Pathways. The whole thing is that what if you're buying a carbon cap and you're putting it on the fact there's only so much money you're going to put in there, the environmentalists don't want that. They want the people to pay the full amount of money. They're not paying in American money. They're paying in these artificial new monies that are coming into the other treaties controlled by the United Nations. This is all integrated into what I call the perfect storm of the Law of the Sea Treaty, which was passed by the Senate of the United States of America, and it's been around for a long time. And there's a quote that's being made in the by some senators, about President Reagan. He said there is no way that you can take America's legal system and property rights and put them under the United Nations to lose 2/3 of the water supply of the earth to the United Nations. Those words are out of President Reagan when he was president. And the whole thing comes out, and they fought it. That was their battle line. That was the United Nations battle line. And that's where they implemented all of these concepts of the opium trade from Afghanistan, the concepts of the Russians being able, after the Berlin Wall went down, the whole concept of being able to be a world power to create the products, to be able to have the implementation of what we have right now going on in the world, which I call a perfect storm. The whole thing is that you have to have water to make these products, and you can't control the product unless you control the law. And this is why I keep talking about a constitutional amendment, the United States Constitution. And by the way, anyone who wishes to come at me, come on the thing and work the whole thing and want to challenge me in terms of the thing, I remind them of the 18th Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, where the 18th Amendment was about food. It was a concept of transporting food across interstate lines, and then the Volstead Act went into effect, and they changed food to liquor, and then that was the beginning of Prohibition. So the whole thing comes down to the fact, for the instigation of the institutionalized of money, which is now currency controlled in other countries, not in America. And if you have $848 an ounce for gold, as we speak, coming in as a vacillation, coming in the other way, you have on the NASDAQ an increase out of the technology stocks. It's a 15% increase this is Sunday, so the Friday close on the NASDAQ was 2,810.38 coming in the other way. Every piece of action that came in on the terms of the international market, in terms of the NASDAQ coming in on Friday, actually, it was 2,810. There was an increase of 30%. Of all of the information technology stocks that were related to the subjects that we've been covering in this Parker Pathways, the companies that control what are called the global markets for water and food. The Frankfurt out of the German market closed on an 18% increase of their value of those stocks. It was 7,849 stocks traded out in Frankfurt at the close of the global stock market. Hong Kong they shifted because of the increased interest rate in their world, but the decrease at our end in terms of our interest rates of a fourth of a point, the people who bought up those stocks was Japan. So Japan took out those stocks, put it into the program, which was I mentioned earlier, that was promoted by the immigration system in the United States of America, which in turn made more investors for buying more products and companies and potential companies in the United States of America, of which they will own, which in turn increases the amount of goods and services that are promoted on the international market, which makes it that our value of our dollar drops because we don't have enough dollars to follow the goods which we're buying from the countries who are under the international treaties for the next world war. Now, I've simplified it pretty good there, but we'll come back at the other end of the break, and I'll give you some advanced information on research that's being done for our public drinking water.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wayne Parker, and November 4, 2007. One of the things that I want to mention about the research that's being done on the drinking water. Remember, I've been talking about the mutagenic and the genotoxic effect of these disinfectants. In other words, how they break human chromosomes and plant chromosomes and bacteria chromosomes, and how they change the genes inside that. Well, that is going to be studied in another country. It's called the monohyalocetic acid toxinogenic analysis. A very good study. I trust the researchers on that. The other one is the identification of genes expressed during encystment, the pre-infection and early infection of the markers for infectivity of cryptosporidium, which was the basis of adding the ammonia to the water, but also they're not taking consideration what I've brought out, how it affects the body, human body, and there's going to be a little bit of touch on that with our research. The other one is the use of ultraviolet light. I've always felt that the engineering for ultraviolet light needs to be expanded, but the government doesn't want it. And we've had several shows upon that, but we'll be talking on other shows on that. The other research that's going into Sweden is called the fate and impact of antibiotics in the slow rate biofiltration process. This has to do with endocrine disruptors I've talked about, and the impact of antibiotics on the effect of the recycled water, which we develop in the system, which our liver and thymus gland cannot handle. The other research is being done in Germany. It's the novel pathways for the formation of disinfection and its byproducts. The other one is the fouling of the low-pressure membranes. And then there will be another study called Evaluation of Critical Relationships Between New and Aged Polyethylene Water Pipes. And I have always felt that polyethylene water pipes was a piece of garbage in terms of contamination and chemistry. Then there will be another study done in another country called Fuel Cells. And, of course, this is going to be a very big project worldwide. And General Electric will eventually be involved in that. And the other study that's going to be done is called the Enhancing Removal of Viruses in Water, which I've talked about a lot. This is going to be done in China. And then there's another study called Quantifying the Hydrazine in Chloramated Water and Wastewater. And I've talked about how the chloramine can kill a person. And this study is also going to be done in another country. None of these studies, the United States of America has no study. And so I will leave you with that. And if there isn't any study, then how is it that you can have a cap and trade? Environmentalists making millions of dollars in their court cases, United Nations developing their treaties to keep the poison here and the control here and to be able to work it through. And it is poison. If you don't think it's poison, then just take a look at the efforts that are being made for our food and water supply. Under the idea of recalling foods, that's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, but not putting it into a treaty. Until next Parker Pathways, we're not crazy, we know too much. God bless America. Thank you, listeners. See you next week.